I'm asking you all to get hard.
To get fucking hard. I'm asking you to all become
one big blob of high.
We're talking mega high.
You think it's a big joke, don't you? If you want to fall down the spiraling path, if you think that you've got a better idea out there, well, I've got news for you.
Yes.
I've got news for you. Unless you get with the program here, unless you understand that not only are we here to get you high,
no,
that is not it. We are here today to liberate you from this very ridiculous world.
Signals.
And you have that power.
You can use it
to turn all of you into a bunch of exhibit blobs.
Or
you can use it to make you all get higher than fuck.
Because a big battle
is about to begin.
And actually has begun. And I am the only one out there
who is going to tell you the truth tonight.
About what your government really is.
All these institutions
and all of these systems are really controlled by just a few beings, a few people who possess extra powers, who possess
certain skills.
Skills at manipulating your utilities, your taxes, your insurance companies,
and, in fact, this entire world of work.
I represent a consortium, the Zex Consortium. And, of course, as you may have guessed by now, I am Damon Zex,
the Supreme Commander of a group of associates walking around this planet.
Beings
who to the average eye are quite invisible.
Beings whom I have been communicating with for quite some time.
Beings who exist on the astral plane. And can enter your technological world at any second. That's right.
You're going to need to smoke this.
Home, we give it plenty of light. Keep the rabbits off at night. Lots of fertilizer, better water than the seeds. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home weed. I'm gonna teach you like my uncle taught me. Moonshine, whiskey, and good home weed. Smoked it with the hippies and the punks in Long Beach. They traded Humboldt for my hearty home weed. Home weed, give it plenty of light. Home weed, keep the rabbits off at night. Lots of fertilizer, better water than the seeds. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home weed. A cup of tea, I do apologize. If you'd rather drink, then I'll let you buy. And we'll have another beer if you'll get the round. And I'll tell you all about my Bismarck Brown. Home, we give it plenty of light. Home, we keep the rabbits off at night. Lots of fertilizer, better water than the seeds. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home weed. Won't sell firearms to a minor or liquor to a kid. If you've been smoking since the 60s, I can find you a lid. Where they still have fair weight and the hillbilly creed. Take all you boys can carry, but leave some for me. Home weed, give it plenty of light. Home, we keep the rabbits off at night. Lots of fertilizer, better water than the seeds. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home weed. took four strong seeds of Arkansas brown, buried them in the California ground. Now I've got four strong plants growing bigger than trees, so we're all gonna smoke some good home wheat. Give it plenty of light. Home wheat keeps the rabbits off at night. Lots of fertilizer, better water than the seeds. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home wheat. Gonna make it through the winter with a little home wheat. Gonna make it through the winter with a good home wheat.
You listen to what I said, and you listen to these words.
Soon, every single nation state on the planet Earth will collapse. Whole cities will erupt into flames.
People who have believed in the American economic system will be jumping from buildings,
plummeting to their fiery depths,
into the inferno of madness, and into the inferno of absolute insanity. Those blooded, grotesque excuses for the preceding archetype of color will be annihilated one by one into millions of birds in one massive fuel fire, which shall be seen across this universe as a sign of the death of the nation states of the planet Earth.
Crying, young men dying in the killing fields. Machines of war light up the sky, but truth is not revealed. Shattered dreams of yesterday, forgotten in the war. On to battle march our sons, returning nevermore. They suffer and bleed for money and greed unto death. Husbands and fathers and brothers and sons will not forget wounded soldier bleeding badly, a victim of the blast. Send them home in body bags. How long must this last? They suffer and bleed for money and greed unto death. Husbands and fathers and brothers and sons will not forget.
We should all stand for what we believe, and they're gonna see what we can also achieve. We're gonna fight with the gifts that we have received, like the ability to fight and the ability to see.
We will overcome this land and time. We will overcome because we're worth more than a dime. Yeah.
Freedom, it's a lot more than a word. Some white folk think that it's something absurd, but we were all that I heard. We're just a bunch of black sheep in an albino herd.
Liberation, it's time that we all join as a nation. When we overcome, it's time for a celebration. We don't care what the others are thinking, cause we aren't the ones that are spitting and hating.
Standing up for what we believe, and they're gonna see what we also can achieve. We gonna our fight with the gifts that we receive, with the ability to fight, with the ability to see.
We will overcome.
My brothers and sisters, we gather here today in Washington Lake, on Washington Square, in Washington,
Ohio.
The great nation of the United States and the capital of Washington, D.C.
And
our great states, I gather you here today.
This land
I
grab
you and I bring you here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We, ever since we came out of the dark hills of Africa, white man has brought us down. He kept us down. He kicked us down. He pushed us down. Any way he could keep us down, he kept us down. And all we want, I want this to be a testament. A testament of freedom. A testament of liberation. A testament of chicken. That's right. The white man's holding you down. All you want to do, you just want to go to Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits. You want to get some of those chicken. You want to get some of those biscuits. The white man won't let you. The white man doesn't want you to have his white biscuit. The white man wants you to have the black biscuit. Because we don't settle for the black biscuit. Because we want the white biscuit. And we don't want only biscuits. We want chicken. The white man will not hold us down anymore. We will overcome. Overcome the white man. Overcome him. We will become the superior race. We will overcome the white man. And we will have our chicken. And we will have our biscuits.
I guess what he's trying to say is, couldn't think I'd get a biscuit.
Only through the horrors of absolute madness and calamity, only through the heart of absolute dementia, only through the agony of the destruction of the American nightmare, can we
succeed in overthrowing this sea of absolute mundanity and depravity of the soul?
I am not talking about a bowl of cherries. I am not talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners.
I am talking about demons.
I am talking about demons on your TV set. I am talking about an inferno which will erupt and rip apart the very fabric of the laws of physics.
I am talking about a new age of madness and a new age of insanity.
I am talking about telling the people who own your lives right now to shove it.
Shalom, Absalom, God's only one. Shalom, Absalom, don't worry, son. Shalom, Absalom, walk high and your work has just begun. Shalom, Absalom. Don't worry, son. Shalom, Absalom. Think not of the bad things to come. Shalom, Absalom. Walk from Israel. You are the one. Shalom, Absalom, brothers and sisters, oh. Shalom, Absalom, Babylon, of course, will fall. Shalom, Absalom, speak only of pride. Shalom, Absalom, study. study the Torah and abide.
What does this person have to offer me that I couldn't do myself? I'll tell you what I have to offer you. What I have to offer you
is an age of absolute freedom. For you see,
your Judeo-Christian God,
this Yahweh entity,
is none other than an ancient Babylonian god of commerce,
a god who is secretly using you
to survive and thrive upon.
For you see, I have the ancient wisdom, I have the ancient knowledge,
and your Judeo-Christian god
is none other
than an ancient Babylonian deity who thrives off of commerce and money.
That deity has been called a Yahweh for a long time, and that deity is here sucking off of your labor,
telling you to eat and work for your bread, for it had intended to do that all along to the human race.
This ancient deity
is the one behind the world of work, is the one
behind your 9-to-5 job.
This Judeo-Christian deity is the one who is making you work your life away so it can vampirically thrive off of all of your labor. It is through this deity that the United States gains its power.
It is through this deity
that we are all dying. For this deity sucks our life force out of us in the name of puritanical work ethic for the sake of its own power and subsistence on the human race. It is with this deity that I have begun a magical battle to free the human race from some pathetic god that laughs at our mortality
and yet demands
that we work for our bread. Now you may ask yourself, how could we have ever become involved in something as insidious and ugly as this kind of planetary slavery? I will tell you exactly how it all began.
It started with a battle between two brothers. Two brothers at the beginning of time.
One brother believes in order and that the entire planet, and in fact this entire universe, should be ordered into a regimented system. And it is this system, not the notion of good or evil, which this brother, whom you call your god,
it is this brother who is calling the shots on this planet.
You have bought into a system, into a wretched system of good versus evil, a cheap disguise for order versus chaos.
Thank you. do not allow the greed and evil of the devil to get in the way of the pleasure and the fun that you will have in God's heaven. Thank you very much.